AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Mid-Atlantic region is bracing for a blizzard.
Looks like it's going to be a potentially paralyzing winter storm for portions of the Mid-Atlantic. That would include, say, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area.
Bruce Sullivan, who heads the forecasting section at the National Weather Service, says the storm could be historic.
Certainly appears to be. It's going to be a major one, rivaling some of the bigger storms we've seen. I would say it has potential to be certainly record-setting.
Northern Virginia, Maryland, and southeastern Pennsylvania will get pounded.
Models have been very consistent in really hammering that area with very heavy snows, potentially up to a foot, foot and a half, maybe two feet in some spots.
Stocks took it on the chin again today, the Dow Jones losing 249 points. Richard Masterson, convicted of murder 15 years ago, was put to death tonight in Texas. Department of Corrections spokesman Jason Clark says the condemned man made a final statement.
He said, "I'm all right with this. We have to live and die by the choices that we make, and I've made mine." He then went on to thank his family and friends. It was at that point that a lethal dose of pentobarbital was administered.
Flags will be lowered across the Navajo Nation in honor of another code talker who has passed away. Alfred Peaches died last Saturday at the age of 90. A World War II paratrooper who jumped into Normandy and was later captured by the Germans is dying of cancer. All 92-year-old Elmer Melke wanted is to be able to spend his last days with his wife, who is in a Colorado nursing home suffering from dementia. When the VA said the nursing home was not approved by the Veterans Administration, someone stepped forward and offered to pay for 10 days of care so Elmer can say goodbye. This is AP Radio News. A compromise has been reached in legislation on providing healthy lunches in schools that will ease requirements for whole grains and delay an upcoming deadline to cut sodium levels. According to AP correspondent Mary Claire Jelonek,
this is a huge priority for Michelle Obama. She used it as part of her Let's Move campaign to combat childhood obesity. This frustration from schools boiled into this big argument between the White House and these school nutrition directors, people who had previously been on board with the changes. And it got very political, and congressional Republicans got involved.
President Obama toured the Detroit Auto Show today. He said it's terrific to see an auto industry booming that was flatlining when he took office.
I'd make that same bet any day of the week, because today factories are humming, business is booming, the American auto industry is all the way back, all the way back.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.